The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It's presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy. And hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. Hey, today is Friday, December 17th. Hey, we're getting close to the end of the year. It's going to be an interesting year, that's for sure. I want to welcome everybody, of course, to the show. And we're here live on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia. And we are live on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. And just a reminder, if you're watching online, hit that like button and hit that share button. And, of course, you can comment live during the show on YouTube and on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. Everybody say hi right now on Facebook so I know you're watching and everywhere else as well. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can take a class this Thursday night, complimentary, by going to investorschooling.com, and there you will learn about real estate investing and stock option trading from those who do it every day. So, of course, on today's show, we'll be discussing the futures update, we'll be discussing the Fed decision, we'll be talking about, is it a cold or is it the deadly Omicron virus? We're also going to be talking about how the CDC hates J&J. Rivian stock slides. We're going to be talking about the McDonald's ex-CEO and what happened with that recently. And, of course, Mike Lindell. So this will be very interesting. So, like I said yesterday, I actually predicted it. I said it was going to be a bumpy ride yesterday. And sure enough, it turned out to be just that, right? And, you know, look, basically what happened was the Bank of England actually raised their interest rate while the Fed here chose not to. We also saw, of course, Omicron in the news in all the large Democrat states. Did you notice that Omicron is only in the Democrat states? It's not in the Republican states? I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to get back to that in a few minutes. You know, the Dow was up and down yesterday, and it dropped like 100 points at the end of the day. But then NASDAQ got killed yesterday. It was beat up over 400 points at one point. You know, it actually seems like maybe our Santa Claus rally will be the only hope for the end of the year. I don't know. But right now, the Dow is down 41, the NASDAQ is down 15, and then, I'm sorry, the S&P is down 15, and the NASDAQ is down 125. It's rough. Let's talk a little bit about rates and bonds and what's going on. So as I reported yesterday, the Fed decided to not raise interest rates. However, it declared that it will be raising rates in the coming year after winter. This was announced on Wednesday, and of course the market rallied up. Yesterday morning, as the futures looked so bright, we kind of had to wear shades for a little while. The darkness crept in when the Bank of England announced their decision to raise interest rates. So they're going to raise their interest rates now, even though the Fed is not going to raise their interest rates now. The news came across, I don't know if you remember, it came across my screen early morning during my broadcast, and I warned of choppiness, and sure enough, that's what happened. You know, then an announcement about an hour later stated that the European Central Bank is going to be cutting its bond purchasing as well. And that's normal. At least I think it should be normal. Anyway, all the news should be obvious, right? But, you know, I think that Wall Street gets caught up in a moment too often. You know, as soon as the announcement happened, the market started to slide a bit. It actually slid. And then, you know, it wasn't that great. All of this is because the inflation rose over the past year. Inflation is not just hitting us hard, but it's also hitting the European countries as we're seeing large inflation numbers as well over there. And that's kind of what's going on. So everybody's going to start to pull back their bond buying. We will see what 2022 has in store for us, but I can't see the market or inflation rising much more. No, look, don't be scared by that statement about me saying the market won't rise much more. It's an obvious statement. But remember that a good stock play will rise in any market, and as usual, I'll help you find some of those plays. Hey, I want to say hello to Joe and Tommy watching online. Thanks so much. I totally appreciate it. Hey, Tommy has a great compliment for me. He says, a cup of coffee and Larry, what could be better in the morning? I can think of a lot of things, Tommy, but I appreciate you watching the show. All right, is it a cold or is it Omicron? I seriously just can't believe that there are people out there who just won't give up on a ridiculous scamdemic. the most recent announcement is for you to watch out for the following symptoms. Watch out for these symptoms. Hold on a second. Okay, oh, sorry about that. Watch out for these symptoms. Runny nose, headache, fatigue, either mild or severe, sneezing, and sore throat. Those are the symptoms they want you to watch out for. Have you ever had those symptoms? I think I had them once when I was little, and my mom called it a cold. Oh, wait, come to think of it, I had those symptoms about three times an average year. I cannot tell you how brilliant the fearmongers, politicians, and fascists really are. They made you afraid of the same cold you had the entire time you've been on the planet, but now they renamed it Omicron. Why? Because Omicron sounds more scary than your mom saying, "Honey, you just have a cold, stay home from school today, and eat some chicken soup." Now mom says, "Oh my God, it's Omicron! We need to rush into the hospital! We don't have other Omicron patients!" The really weird part is that the Republican states, it's still called a cold. But in a Democrat state, it's called Omicron. In New York City, we literally have Chicken Little de Blasio screaming, "The sky is falling." Oh, hold on. I got a scratchy throat. I better drink some water. Hey, if you're listening, you just caught Omicron, right? First of all, do you think they, by the way, did you think they actually banned that book, Chicken Little, yet? Because, you know, why not ban the book, Chicken Little? Because all the people are thinking that this may be the reality. Anyway, and second, it appears that only one person has actually died, reported dead from Omicron. I bet more people used to die from the common cold in a month's period of time than those who died from Omicron in the same month's time. I heard the next wave of disease is going to be coming in two places. So it's going to be coming from two places. So the two places it's going to be coming from, one is sunlight and the other one is water. After all, what's left? We're already afraid of oxygen, proven by the fact that the COVIDiots are still running around wearing masks. Oh, wait, did I say running around? No, I didn't mean running around. I meant driving in their cars with their masks on. Of course, the push for the useless vaccine is still being brought upon us by pressure from the profiteers of the vaccine, you know, the congressional investors who didn't have to report it on their insider trader activity. By the way, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to yesterday's show where I explain this. By the way, another interesting study from the University of Hong Kong published the following. You ready? So the University of Hong Kong publishes the following. The Omicron variant of COVID-19 replicates 70 times faster in human airways than the Delta. But the infection in the lungs appears to be less severe compared to the original virus strains. It's like the news forecaster who opens the window and puts his arm out and says, "It's raining because his arm is wet." That's what we're dealing with now. I don't know. Science went out the window a long time ago. Stop the madness. Just stop it already. Just a reminder that if Dictator Wolf, in Pennsylvania, by the way, brings back his stupid mask mandate to keep the people from getting this cold, investor schooling has been and will always be mask-free. And by the way, if you do show up wearing a mask, we won't make fun of you. Well, at least not in front of you. And maybe that's not even true either, because we do make fun of people walking with masks. Ooh, I said that on the radio. Isn't that funny? So if you're walking wearing a mask, we'll try to be kind to you. All right, let's talk about the CDC and J&J. If you were really scared about the big bad cold called COVID, would you prefer a one or two shot? You know, would you? First of all, I'd prefer if this nonsense just completely went away, and I know you agree with me too. But, you know, and it would be great if you could just escape with your DNA intact instead of having to get either shot. But the question is, if you were a COVIDiot, would you prefer one shot or two shots? I'm thinking myself, although I'll never tell, I may have gotten two, or I may have gotten one, or I may have gotten none. I'm never going to tell. But now the CDC is coming out and saying that Moderna and Pfizer two-shot is better than the J&J one-shot. Wait till you hear why. An advisory panel for the CDC recommended Pfizer and Moderna's vaccine over J&J's shot for adults 18 years and over after finding dozens of people, developed a rare blood clot condition following the J&J vaccination, all of whom were hospital, and nine of them died. So these people got the shot, and they died. Before I go crazy over the fact that they killed nine people who weren't sick to help them to avoid getting sick by a virus that has a survival rate of over 99%, I gotta get back to this. The CDC has confirmed 54 cases of people developing blood clots and showing low blood platelet levels, a new condition called thrombosis with thrombocytopenia, what the heck is that, syndrome that mostly affects younger women. All the patients, now check this out, all the patients were hospitalized and nine of them died and 36 of them were treated in intensive care. The average age for these cases, wait till you hear this, were between age 30 and 49 years old. You know, the people in the extremely low risk of death of COVID, and even in the rare case that they actually get it, J&J is of course saying that their vaccine is important and they have saved lives. No. Actually, the only thing they could prove quantitatively is that they killed at least seven people. They cannot prove how many lives they've saved, especially now as we realize the vaccine does not prevent people from getting COVID or spreading it. By the way, does anyone actually know what it does? Of course, besides making a million sick? I looked to see if J&J stock was beat up by this, and relatively nothing changed. Moderna and Pfizer also didn't move much on the news, but of course, we are seeing more and more Omicron news reports, which means it's time for the bunker again. Bunker? No, I mean masks. Yeah, masks. So make sure you're driving in your car and wearing your masks. Unbelievable. Hey, I want to say hello to Jose and Tommy. You guys are the best, and we're going to see you right after this commercial.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Fell Cone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. investorschooling.com.
All right, everybody, I'm Larry Snyder, and welcome back to Money Chat Now. And I'm glad you guys are enjoying it. I'm seeing some great comments online. Everybody's laughing. Bill says that his daughter thinks he thinks I am hysterical. She thinks I'm hysterical. Hey, put your daughter's name up so I can say hello. All right. By the way, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or you can call 866-424-2829. Thanks for listening, of course, on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia. And if you're watching online, please hit that share button so you can help your friends learn about how to make more money and laugh a little, of course. Hit that like button. Let me know you enjoy the show. And you can leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube, and I will try to respond to them live. All right. Let's talk about what we've been discussing. So far we've been discussing the fact that the futures is getting worse. The Dow is down 73, the S&P is down 20, and the NASDAQ is down 150. We talked about the fact that the Fed is, you know, they're raising interest rates coming up. We discussed whether the fact that you should have a, if you have a sneeze, if you sneeze, you have Omicron, according to, I don't even know who according to. Anyway, we've been talking about J&J killing people, and we're going to be talking about, coming up, Rivian stock sliding. We're going to be talking about McDonald's ex-CEO, and of course, we're going to be talking about Mike Lindell as well. She won't let me tell, so Bill says she won't let me tell you her name is Katie. Hi, Katie, thanks for listening. Enjoy the show. All right, Rivian, the electric truck company that is the joint venture between Amazon and Ford has been in the news all week. I talked about a new plant opening in Georgia with plans to employ 7,500 or more people. I also talked about Rivian Truck being named the Truck of the Year for 2022. And now the crescendo. Rivian stock tanks on the guidance report for 2022. Rivian reported that they will fall short of their expectation to produce, ready, a whopping 1,200 cars in 2022. Really? Their expectation was to create 1,200 cars in 2022? Anyway, the statement says they will fall short by a few hundred vehicles. So if they only make 1,200 and they're going to fall short by a few hundred vehicles, that's a lot of cars they're going to fall short by. But anyway, they're blaming the supply chain issues and ramp-up snags for the shortfall in production. However, Rivian said that its total reservations for its electric R1T pickup and its R1S SUV increased to 71,000 orders as of December 15th. They're only going to make 1,200 cars predicted and they have 71,000 orders? Wow. That's up 28% compared with the most recent tally of 55,400 vehicles in November. I got to tell you, that's a higher rate that the company expected. By the way, that's what the official said. And so that means they have more orders than expected. That's fantastic. To date, this company said it has produced 652 R1Ts and R1S vehicles and delivered 386 of those. We might actually see one on the road, including the production of the first two R1S SUVs earlier this week. I got to tell you, this is great stuff. This came on the heels of their earnings report yesterday. Their earnings, of course, were terrible, but it's a startup company. They aren't expected to be profitable for 3 years or more. In fact, if they are profitable in 3 years, that'd be fantastic. So the earnings report is not what the stockholders are interested in. They're interested in the prospects of the future. I've been saying this stock, which peaked at about 180, was going to 90, and here it comes. I really like this stock as a long play buy and hold. You might want to buy it, and you might want to sell some covered calls on it to make some profits here and there, but Amazon holds most of the shares, and they are the number one customer, at least for now. This makes me believe that the stock will take off in the future, and I'm going to tell you, if it goes below 90, I would definitely jump in. I think it's a great play. All right, let's talk about McDonald's CEO. Brace yourself. This is rough, especially if you like McDonald's. So a couple of years ago, it was pre-scamdemic, and of course, what happens, as soon as I get to this, I hit the wrong button and I lose the information that's on my screen. So I'm going to just try to find my information and tell you guys I really want to thank you all for watching. And at the same time, you guys definitely want to make some comments on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter while I panic and try to find the story that I was about to talk about. I'm almost there, by the way, guys, so don't worry about it. This is just what happens when you're on live radio and live TV. You know, you have to deal with this stuff. Okay, so let's get back to the story. So a couple of years ago, pre-COVID, that is, right, pre-scamdemic, that is, Steve Easterbrook was flying high as CEO of McDonald's. He ate the best food, he drank the best wine, and went on the best luxurious vacations. The guy had all the money he ever needed and could probably have had more prostitutes than Charlie Sheen. I couldn't help laughing. Pedro cracked up. Oh, no, now you got me going, Pedro. Anyway, the guy had all the money he ever needed and probably, like I said, could have more prostitutes than Charlie Sheen. But instead, he decided to tap the meat of employees working for McDonald's. Easterbrook was fired in November 2019 for having, and I quote, a consensual relationship. Oh, man, he's got me cracking up now. This is the first time I broke character in this show in 3 months. It's all your fault, Pedro. Anyway, he got fired for, and I quote, a consensual relationship with an employee. By the way, you should know. He's laughing and he's making me laugh. All right, you should know that McDonald's has a strict rule about this in their company policy manual. Look, sorry, Pedro, but there's another one coming. All right, I got to get back to this because I got to read this without laughing. All right. I could clearly understand their policy on this because think about it. I wouldn't want two McDonald's employees breeding under any circumstances. Talk about two whole beef patties. There he goes again. And don't you dare say special sauce, Pedro, okay? All right, anyway. Jesus. All right. Anyway, Easterbrook was fired for having this consensual and sexual sexual relationship. And when he was fired, he sued for a severance package and a settlement of approximately $100 million. And that was paid to him. I can't believe I'm having this much trouble today. Anyway, that was paid to him in cash and stocks. And now McDonald's has decided to sue Easterbrook to have him return the settlement, as they discovered he had other relationships with other staff at McDonald's and lied in the internal probe. All right, so Easterbrook has lost and returned the cash and equities and has apologized. Talk about getting effed. Oh, wait, that's what he did to get in this situation in the first place. Anyway, stop it. Anyway, McDonald's stock is flying high, and it was one of the better recovery plays, but I don't see it moving up much more in the next year, unless maybe they give McDonald's CEO some Viagra, I don't know. Anyway, it's probably peaked, and it's sitting there at about 265. So Tommy's asking about how come he can't hear you, Pedro? So go ahead, go online and tell everybody, say hi. We'll break out of character and say hi.
How you doing, everybody?
All right, there you go. All right, let's talk a little bit about Mike Lindell. Hey, we all know the MyPillow inventor and the brilliant marketer Mike Lindell used to be seen in several commercials talking about his amazing pillow. He had become a disruptor in the pillow market that used to be dominated, well, by basically no one, as a pillow is just an outer material shell with fluff in it. Lindell discovered a market niche and became a multimillionaire with his enterprise. We also know that Lindell is a strong conservative and Trump supporter, and now Lindell has declared war against the continued voter fraud and manipulation that caused us to have President Braindead in office. By the way, has anyone heard from Braindead lately, or is the leader of the free world, Nancy Pelosi, keeping him quiet or something? I don't know. Anyway, Lindell has already spent $25 million of his own money to push for legal voting. The left-wing nut media is actually rallying against him and prints this in an article in CNBC. You ready? This is what they printed. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell told CNBC he is ready to go broke, pushing the false claim that the election was stolen from Donald Trump while proclaiming that the election system needs to have extensive changes. Yeah, right. He actually said that he's claiming a false claim? Duh. Anyway, that makes my blood boil. Look, I'm a firm believer that this election was stolen from the great Donald Trump. In fact, I'm really hoping so for the sake of humanity, actually, because of the amount of people in the Democrats say actually voted for President Braindead is real, we're doomed as a country and as a species. Anyway, getting back to Lindell, Lindell is just trying to make sure that every vote is counted and every vote is real. That's what I thought the voting system actually stood for. Not to back up the truck and sneak in hundreds of thousands of votes in the middle of the night. Lindell has been spending his approximately $50 billion net worth to hire lawyers and investigators. MyPillow company has reportedly lost $80 million in sales due to Lindell's sacrifice. Look, I have a great deal of respect for this man as he continues to spend his time and money defending the Constitution and the integrity of this great country. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus, and we are way over time because I had a laugh fest a little while ago with Pedro. But I want to get you, let's at least get right to the tips. So look, we just couldn't hold it together yesterday. And look, today looks pretty bad too. I mean, we can see that the Dow futures are down 109 points, the S&P is down 24, and the NASDAQ is being beat up again at 153. Look, the tech stocks are moving down, but the bond market isn't moving at all. That's kind of weird. You know, usually when the bond market goes up, the tech stocks go down, and it might be, we might get lucky, and it might be a simple sector rotation or a move to cash by investors. But it's definitely a change and something that should be considered before moving into the tech stocks. We're also seeing some strange pullbacks right after some huge jumps. And I'm going to tell you, it's a day trader's paradise if you can time it right. I always have trouble timing that right, but if you can, that'll be great. Meta is down in the pre-market again. But look, remember, earnings is coming in about 5 weeks. That makes it a great play. So I would say that might be a good play. Apple also lost steam, and it didn't make it to the $3 trillion company that it was supposed to make it to. It's hovering about 170, and I'd like to see it go to the low 160s or 150s, and we might get there before earnings in about 6 weeks, and that would also be a great play. Look, I'm still getting trust crushed in my travel plays, but my options expire as early as February and as late as June, so I should be okay. Boeing has me worried. I'm just going to have to white-knuckle it through that ride because that's a tough one. You know, of course, on the crypto scene, I don't know. Really, nothing's going on in the crypto scene right now. It's kind of sitting there. I'll take a look real quick. Bitcoin is about 47,000. Ethereum is about 3,800. And I don't know. I think it might be time where, you know, it might be just time to sit back and ride it out and wait. But I don't get it. I think it's one of those things. Anyway, gold and silver actually moved up. So gold actually moved up yesterday. Some of my favorite ETFs like JNUG actually moved up as well, too. So that was kind of cool. And, wow, this is so exciting. All right, so the Treasury bond did not increase, but it should be increasing soon. So look again for a pullback in this tech stocks when that happens. Hey, all you guys on WWDB Radio, I really want to thank you for your support. I'm hearing more and more people are actually listening to the show. I'm hoping you guys got a good laugh today because I certainly did. My eyes are actually tearing. That's how much fun I had this morning on the show. And, of course, I want to thank you all for listening. If you're watching online on Facebook or Twitter and LinkedIn, I also want to thank you for your continued support. And, of course, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. Hey, from time to time, I own some of the assets and options discussed in this show. The opinions discussed in this show are solely mine, and nobody else would have the nerve to discuss them, so they have to be mine, right? I also look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Have a profitable day.